Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I call these folks niche celebrities. Whether it's a book that's become the Bible or a high visibility story, it seems that everything they touch turns to gold. It looks so effortless, which is why it is so tempting to copy them. But there are better ways to use their popularity to your advantage. Let's drill down. This is a delicate balancing act. On one hand, you want to take advantage of the market awareness and buy-in. On the other, showing up as the copycat will only create unprofitable opportunities. Here are two of my favorite brand strategies to pull this off. First up, be the handy implementer. Now, some famous B2B folks have companies behind them that translate their vision into action. Some have business models that focus on speaking and writing. For the latter, you can take their perspective and turn it into outcomes you can market. The brand message here? We make blah, blah, blah happen on the ground. Second, and I noted this in the post, be the next best step. Many of the famous are riding the momentum. They are taking the opportunities to introduce and educate on the big idea, but really not go further. You can jump that gun by focusing on the next step. Assume buyers have adopted the ideas and ask yourself, now what? Focusing on what's next can highlight your skills without diminishing theirs. Now here's the deal. Niche celebrities create a broad-based platform that becomes so prominent that it's harder to dominate. It can hold plenty of thought leaders like you who can add to the conversation. The key is to not compete head-on, but to find a profitable supporting role. This right here is how we can jump on the bandwagon without appearing like a cheap imitation. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.